You're listening to SBS News.
I've got it.
Hey, Bobby.
Bring the camera in.
Hey, Michael, come here.
Hey, Bobby. What's your name?
You're all right.
What's your name, sweetheart?
My name is Cleo.
Your name is Cleo.
Hello, Cleo.
This is the moment police discovered Cleo Smith in a locked house at Carnarvon, safe and well, on Wednesday. The four-year-old had disappeared from an outback campsite, sparking a wide-scale search to find her. The eyes of the nation were watching, and a sense of relief swept across the country when she was finally returned to her family this week. On the rescue, Detective Senior Constable Kurt Ford said he could not anticipate what was to come.
If anything, our expectations probably weren't going to be great, but it was obviously a very emotional experience when we go in, and it was a good result. I just saw, obviously, a little girl just sitting there, so I didn't even think about anything else other than just picking her up.
Terence Darrell Kelly faced court on Thursday, accused of forcibly taking a child aged under 16 and other offences. Police say the 36-year-old has no connection to the family and he allegedly acted alone. Speaking outside court, Detective Sergeant Cameron Blaine was tight-lipped but satisfied with the progress so far.
You know, it's obviously the culmination of lots of hard work and that's what we've been here for. So, it's fantastic, but I'm not prepared to make any more comments on that. Thank you.
Police have also not revealed details on what led them to the location of Cleo, but they are looking for the driver of a car seen leaving the Blowholes campground. The magistrate refused to grant Kelly bail on Wednesday, and he's been remanded in custody. He was taken to hospital before being interviewed and charged, but he has not entered a plea. Defence Minister Peter Dutton says further questions will be asked about whether authorities missed any signs. Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan has again praised emergency crews and the search teams who found Cleo.
It's been a magnificent effort and the outcome, as we saw, was a wonderful result. So I think every West Australian has a spring in their step with happiness that whole series of events resulted in the finding of little Cleo alive and well. So terrific outcome, and I'd once again like to thank everyone who was involved.
Cleo Smith is expected to speak to specialist child interviewers, and authorities have also advised her parents on how to talk to their daughter in order to preserve her memory. The case will return to court next month. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.